I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
To the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. I am Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He's Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how you doing today?
We have a couple of workers out there working today because of the heat. You know, sometimes we got rain's a problem. Heat was a problem. We're actually working on, Aaron and Dan are working on three dormers. We're finishing up a job for All Right. He's one of the few companies that actually, you know, put the tins in properly and all that. And I was just thinking about that. You know what? Maybe it's time. Maybe we should put Randy back on because all his storm chasers are running around all Conwalk and stuff.
There's
a lot of stuff going on. A
lot of stuff going on. And, you know, it's interesting because with all the storms that's coming up, this is a perfect guest for us today. And we're getting him on right now, Dave Harley from Advantage Clean. And, you know, their company that does a lot when it comes to water restoration. And if you have problems like we did years ago, Terry and I got flooded twice, in fact, we had to call a company like Dave's to come out and help us. And our timing on having Dave Harley from Advantage Clean, Bingo, is perfect.
Yeah, and Dave is he's really knowledgeable. Every time I talk to him, I learn more and more things. The stuff he knows, the stuff he can tell you about mold and how fast you got to get it cleaned up and what you got to do and what you can and what you can't do, all those companies that are selling you products that don't work, he's got just so much information.
Well, and, you know, I'm excited again because the timing could not have been better. And so thank you for setting this up. Our special guest for the entire hour today, he's the owner of Advantage Clean. He is Dave Harley. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I love on your website, the quote from you is, "We are committed to the health and well-being of our community, not of our customers, not of our families, not we are committed to the entire community, Dave." And I think that says a lot about the mission and the soul of Advantage Clean.
Well, that's our goal is we want to help people breathe easier is what we say. And we want to help people get healthy and stay healthy in their homes.
Hey, Dave, what this time of year when we get storms that are coming through like we did earlier in the week, in the middle of the week, you guys are open 24/7. And I'm wondering how busy you were this week.
We were pretty busy. We got a number of calls for help with water in basements. We helped a retail store that had hail damage on the roof that caused the roof to leak during that last storm. And all the ceiling tiles fell down and water filled up the lights, light fixtures. And so we went and cleaned it up and dried it out and got them ready to open.
You know, it's interesting, Dave. These radio stations, I work for four of them. The sports station that we're on right now, and then 103.7 KISS FM and 99.1 WMYX and the new Hot 105.7. And when there are storms that are coming through, our stations stop what they're doing. And they go to updates all the time. And it's I was listening to it this week, and Tim, the guy that does this for us, is on top of this beyond belief. And I'm thinking, man, what a service it is for us if there's a thunderstorm warning, tornado watch or warning anywhere in our area, we'll stop and go, you know, every 15 minutes, do about a 2-minute update on who needs to get, you know, in shelter, you know, where it is, where it's coming from, if it's passed, and if it's a tornado warning, we stop everything we're doing. And we go direct wall to wall until this thing is over. And I started thinking about your company and how important it is for people to understand that if they're in need, if they're hurting right now, you're a great company to call for that.
We can definitely help. It's important that you don't try to do some of this stuff yourself, because some of the things that I see will make you cringe. I've had customers that had sewage backup into their basement, and they put fans on it to dry it off.
Yeah.
Well, what they don't realize is they're blowing bacteria throughout their house now by putting that fan on it. You need to clean up the mess first, then do the drying.
Hey,
and so that's some of the expertise that we bring.
Hey, Dave, Terry and I, my wife and I, where we live, we had some issues with the sewer, and since they fixed it, but we had a really bad rainstorm, and we had backup sewer. We lost a lot in the basement, and before we even opened the door, we did a lot of research, and we didn't have insurance, so we went down there, and I'm telling you, took us about 2 days. In fact, Dave, my wife and I, we talked about this. I had tickets to see a Broadway show. Boy, if I can remember the show, it was about Wizard of Oz, the witches, Wicked.
Yeah,
Wicked. And it was in the middle when Wicked was huge. And I got my wife and I tickets, and they're a client of mine, but I got great seats, and I fell asleep in the middle of it because I had been going 36 hours with a mask on and gloves on and boots and trying to clean the basement. So I had to go buy another pair of tickets for the next time they came in because she was kind of upset and rightfully so. You know, I snored a little bit during Wicked. But what we did, Dave, the second time is we had insurance. And now I'm reading your website, and when it says, look, my house is flooded, should I call my insurance company first? And big, bold letters, no. As a matter of fact, your insurance company would prefer you call a water damage restoration company to begin water cleanup and fix water damage as soon as possible. The faster our crews arrive, the more destruction we can prevent. And I really like the fact that you're saying, hey, look, call us and let us stop what's going to even get worse and then do what you have to do insurance-wise, right?
Right. That's exactly right. A lot of times, if this water has a chance to seep into things like drywall, we end up having to take out the drywall. Whereas if we get to it sooner and we get to it before it soaks into the walls, we can salvage the walls.
Yeah, we didn't handle it correctly either way, Dave, just so you know. I know more now than I did then because I've been on your website quite a bit today. If you have interest in Dave's company, it's AdvantageClean.com. One word, AdvantageClean.com. And they are located in New Berlin on South 162nd Street in New Berlin. Again, open 24 hours. If you need them, they're there and they'll help. And I can tell you on that website, when you go to that website, go to About Us and Why Us first, and then look at the services and look at the blog and everything. But when you go to About Us and Why Us, I think it gives you a really, really good idea on who they are. When you're willing to put on your website, our promise, Advantage Clean is a customer-focused organization, 100% committed to providing you with the best experience possible when it comes to restoring your property and making your home or business a safe, clean, healthy, and energy-efficient place to live and work. That's the promise. And Dave's the owner, so he put that on the website. And look, we'll hold him to that because it's in writing, and I think that's really important. Hey, Dave, can you talk a little bit before we get to a break, a little bit about the history of your company and how you got into this industry?
I actually spent about 25 years in a different industry in financial services. I, so to speak, worked on Wall Street. And I left my last position and wanted to change. I wanted to work with my hands. I wanted to do something that I could help people, and I wanted to be my own boss. And so I looked at several different opportunities. I know you had a home inspector on, I think it was last week.
Yep.
I looked at being a home inspector, and when I got to Advantaclean, it really spoke to me. It was an opportunity to help people in their homes, make their homes better, cleaner, safer, and that really appealed to me. So this was about 4 years ago. I opened my shop in Mequon, and I served Washington and Ozaukee counties, and there was another owner that was in New Berlin, and I had an opportunity last year to buy his business from him to expand. So we cover all of southeastern Wisconsin now. And wow. I've got a great crew. They do a wonderful job. They get consistently high ratings. We're 5 stars on Google, on Yelp. We're A+ Better Business Bureau rated. So we like to say we'll take great care of you.
Advantaclean is the company that we're talking about for the entire hour. And when you talk about it, their one office is in New Berlin, Ozaukee, Washington County, all of southeast Wisconsin. And look, if you want to know if Dave can handle pressure, he's got twin daughters, man. When you have twin daughters, and they're both in college, Dave, I don't know if there's anything you can't accomplish after, you know, after that, right? How are the girls doing?
Well, they're doing great. One of them, they both have graduated undergrad. One of them is working in Minneapolis at a marketing firm. The other one is in graduate school at University of Nebraska. She's studying food science, so they're doing great.
Man, good congratulations, by the way. You know, Bingo's got a granddaughter coming. I've got a daughter and 5 grandsons. I'd like a granddaughter one day. Dave, I have got a daughter of my own and a son of my own, but 5 grandsons, and I would like a granddaughter. If either of my kids are listening, just so you know, I'm waiting for that granddaughter one of these days. But, you know, Dave, I love the fact that when you said, look, I wanted to be my own boss and I wanted to help people. Yeah, that's Bingo Emmons, and that's the people at Creative Construction Wisconsin. That's kind of their mission statement, too. Look, we're in this community to help others, and I've had them in my house a lot, Dave. Zach did a commercial and said my wife has him on speed dial. Anytime I try to attempt any home improvement job of my own, she calls Zach and he comes and fixes it. And they're here for us as well. So the idea of having you and Bingo on at the same time with kind of the same mission statement for an entire hour makes my job really, really easy. Hey, before we get to a break, what is the big part? The biggest part of Advantaclean is what? Is it nowadays with everything that's gone on with COVID to make sure that your air is clean and healthy where you're living? Is that a big part of what you're doing?
Well, a big part of what we're doing is mold. That's probably our number one product or issue that we deal with is mold. Mold in attics, mold in basements, mold anywhere in the house. If you see mold, we can come in and help you take care of it. It tends to be found by home inspectors during the home sale process. A lot of people don't go up in their attic. They may live in a house for 20 years and never go up in the attic. But the home inspector is going to go up in the attic when you go to sell your house. And if he sees something that looks suspicious, he's going to note it in his report. And then we'll come out and do an analysis and determine whether or not it's something that needs to get taken care of.
Beautiful. Let's do this. And I know, Bingo, you guys over at Creative Construction Wisconsin have done some things with mold. In fact, when we had, I believe, maybe it was Sam that was in studio and we talked about mold and the amount of information that you guys know and you're able to help people as well with this. But, boy, that's that gets to be a big problem if people don't know that they have it.
Yeah, it's a hidden thing. Some people are actually very, very sensitive to it. I know that Dave and I, we also belong to Step Beyond Green, which, you know, help trying to educate the consumers about the problems with mold. Some mold is not that bad, and some mold is really bad. And people don't realize yet, you know, there's things that they don't realize, especially there's products out there, I'm sure Dave will talk about it, that it says, oh, this gets rid of mold or this does that. It doesn't. There's a lot of gimmicks out there that you got to watch out for. And like you were talking earlier, you know, be careful. If you try to do some of the stuff yourself, you actually get very sick. I'm working on a case up in Colgate where the person is so sick, you know, they can't live in the house anymore.
Oh, man.
And it's only, and it's just, you know, they called up a company to do something. They did it. They got to clean up. But the person got sick. And once you get enough mold in your bloodstreams and stuff, and I know you had other people on the show that talked about that, now they're super sensitive to it. Now they can't live in that house. They have to find a house that's different off-gassing. And, you know, they just, there's things that can happen if you don't pay attention to this. You know, when we get a lot of floods, you know, you get the basements back up. Like you said, people will go, the basement will flood. The first thing you do is you get some fans and you pull it up mold all over their house.
Oh, boy.
They're encouraging it. And you see it all the time. You know, I mean, I run it. That's the reason why I know Advantic Cleaning, because I actually used to deal with the company he bought from. Was not just another great company. There was nothing wrong with them. You know, just that there's another Advantic Cleaning business that he's now a part of. The same people work there, so it's easy for me to communicate with them. You go in there and you take apart a kitchen ceiling, right? And now all of a sudden you got all this mold in there, and you're like, you know, man, this is out of my league. So you got to call a company like Advantic Cleaning to take care of it for you.
Well, we're going to talk about mold on the second in the second segment. I've got a number of questions for Dave Harley. He's the owner of Advantic Cleaning. They're located at one office in New Berlin, one in Mequon. If you Google, go to their website, AdvanticClean.com. AdvanticClean.com. And again, this is straight from the owner. We are committed to the health and well-being of our community. And I think that's a great jumping off point when we're going to talk about the problems that mold can cause in your house in the second segment. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Bingo Emmons, the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin, and our special guest, Dave Harley, owner of Advantic Cleaning. And I can tell you, if you go to that website, there's a lot of really good information on the website. If you have any interest in talking to Dave, there's a number of ways to get a hold of him. There's phone numbers right there. And there's also a way to request service right on that website. At the end of the first segment, Dave, we talked a lot about mold and the problem that causes and how a number of people don't know they have mold in their home until they're ready to sell the house and an inspector comes in and finds it. So I'm going to shoot some questions your way regarding this. And let's see if we can get through these in the second segment. In your opinion, is it true that mold is more common in households today than it was 50 years ago? And if so, why?
It actually is true. It's because we've strived to make homes more energy efficient. And so what happens is we make our houses virtually airtight. And so moisture that gets created by the activities of daily living, things like taking a shower, cooking, doing laundry, they raise the humidity level in the house. One area that's often responsible for moisture entering the building is the basement. Most basements have some level of excess moisture in them. And actually, what's interesting is the basement is closely tied to the attic. What happens in your basement can impact your attic. And that's due to something called the stack effect. So like a chimney, air gets pulled up through your house from the basement to the attic. And it brings that moisture with it, and that moisture condenses up in the attic and gives the mold what it needs to grow. Mold needs three things to grow. It needs food, which would be the wood that makes up your roof. It needs a temperature somewhere between 40 and 100 degrees, and it needs moisture. And if we feed it moisture, the mold is going to start to grow. So what we like to say is if you can control the moisture, you can control the mold.
Interesting. Is all mold, is it, I would think in my mind that all mold is bad, but is that a true statement?
Well, there are some beneficial molds. So there are over 100,000 different types of mold. There's one type called penicillium, and there's famous good mold would be penicillium notatum, which is what makes penicillin. So, I mean, that's obviously saved millions of lives over the years and is good. There's penicillium roque 40 that makes blue cheese, which is great on a steak.
Yeah.
So that could be considered a good mold. But there's another strain of penicillium, penicillium petulin, that creates tumors in people, not a good mold. So, you know, excess mold in your house is not a good thing. You want to take care of excess mold. The mold should be outside. It shouldn't be inside.
Hey, Dave, 10 years ago, if I would have told you that you and I were going to be on the radio talking about mold and you were going to know everything there was to know about it, what would you have told me?
I would have laughed.
I'm out of my mind, right?
Yeah.
I
never expected to get into this to the level that I've gotten into it.
Well,
but it's fascinating. It's fascinating information and... it allows me to help people, which is cool.
Hey, you grew up in the Mequon area. Are you a homestead guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Class of 80.
Yeah, really? So, you're talking to me, pal. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. I went to Messmer. We were in high school the same time, but I graduated a little bit earlier than you do. Hey, when people, if they call you and say, hey, look, I heard you on this show, and I need to see if I have mold in my house. Is there a way that somebody can do that without having you guys come in? I would assume the best way to do this is to have Advantaclean come in. But if they want to see if they have mold in their home on their own, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is you become an MD, a mold detective. Grab a flashlight, grab a ladder, start in the basement, look at corners, look under shelves, look at your water softener. Water softeners tend to sweat in the summer, and you'd be amazed how much mold will grow on a water softener. Look up at the floor joists, move boxes around, look behind the washer dryer, up high, down low. Move to the living space, look under sinks, in closets, in corners. Move things around because mold can grow, you know, behind boxes stacked in a closet. Look at leather, luggage, cardboard, shoes. All of those can tend to grow mold. And finally, stick your head up in your attic and look at the sheathing in the rafters. Are the bathroom vents connected to the outside? How's your chimney? Are there water stains? How's the ventilation up there? Do you feel air movement or is it really stagnant? So those are some of the things that you can do to really kind of do your own home inspection. And I would recommend you do that probably twice a year, once in the summer and once in the winter, just to see what's going on. The winter can be very telling as well, especially in your attic. If you see frost on the underside of your roof, you may have an issue with your roof that you need to get resolved. Those types of things.
So if somebody does that and
I gotta wait.
Oh, go ahead, Bingo.
I got a question.
Yep.
I got a question about mold. Everybody talks about that dark green mold or black mold and stuff. What about lately I've been, you know, when I just the rainy season we're having, it's like a white dust mold that's like on people's like dressers. If people have like a dresser set up in a basement, there's like a white dust mold. What is that stuff?
That is a strain of mold. It's hard to say what it is because mold comes in a rainbow of colors. What you tend to find is darker molds tend to be outdoor molds. They're darker to protect themselves from UV rays from the sun. The lighter molds tend to be indoor molds. So, if you see lighter mold, it is probably a strain of indoor mold. Any mold can be troublesome to a given person. So it's a lot of people get concerned, well, it's black mold. It must be toxic. It must be bad. All mold is potentially bad depending on your health situation. If you've got asthma, if you've got COPD, if you have underlying conditions, if you have a compromised immune system because you're on chemotherapy, you know, any mold can be bad for you.
We're talking to Dave Harley. He's the owner of Avantaclean. Avantaclean, go to their website, avantaclean.com. Hey, before we get to a break, I got a text from a woman that I work with. And I've known her husband longer than I've known her. Him and I have played softball. And this doesn't surprise me, Dave, at all. She said, look, we found what we suspect is some mold in their house. And my husband said, just go get some bleach and spray bleach on it, and that'll take care of it. And I've got a feeling she's not going to do that after hearing our conversation today. You're feeling on the advice that he has given her?
I see a lot of people reaching for the bleach when they feel that they have mold, and that can actually be a really bad idea if the mold is on a porous surface, so like if it's on wood or drywall or something like that. Bleach is 97% water and 3% active ingredient. And the active ingredient is suspended in that water. So if you use bleach on a non-porous surface, like tile or porcelain, your bathtub, your toilet, that sort of thing, the water and the active ingredient stay on the surface and they will successfully kill the mold. And then you can remove it with a towel or a rag. The problem comes in when you try to use bleach on a porous surface like wood or drywall. Here, the active ingredient in the bleach will sit on the surface, but that water soaks into the porous material. And remember how I said if you control the moisture, you control the mold?
Right.
Well, here we are giving the mold more moisture. So on top of that, the mold on the surface senses the active chemicals in the bleach and interprets it as an attack, and it will release all its spores, thus creating more mold spores that can end up creating more mold in the area. So long story short, don't use bleach on porous surfaces. You can use it on your tub, but don't use it on walls or wood or anything like that.
It's pretty good advice from a homestead grad, I have to be honest with you. He is Dave Harley at Avantaclean. You can go on that website at avantaclean.com. And a lot of information. And again, if you go there, I would recommend About Us and Why Us are the two that I started with. And take a read on our difference and our promise. Because I think that really kind of gives you an idea on who Dave is, who this company is, and what their beliefs are. And then you can look at the case studies, take a look at the different services that they offer. And I've got a couple of two more or maybe three more mold questions. And then I want to make sure we talk about air ducts a little bit before the end of the show. So let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. My co-host this week is Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com for any questions that you have for Bingo. And then Dave Harley from Avantaclean. Avantaclean.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. My co-host is Bingo Emmons this week from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And I'll tell you what, Dave Harley from Avantaclean, he's the owner of two locations. They cover southeast Wisconsin. Man, we've only talked about mold, and he is very impressive with his knowledge. I'll ask you one more question before we get to air ducts. Dave, if that's okay. People seem to think if they paint or they use something like Kills, in their basement or wherever they feel like they may have mold, does that take care of the problem?
Unfortunately, no. Even though the name is Kills, it doesn't actually kill mold. Don't get me wrong. Kills is great for covering stains, but mold is not a stain. It's a living thing. And Kills doesn't kill it. As a matter of fact, if you paint over mold with Kills, it's simply going to come back right through the paint in 1 to 2 weeks. If you read the label on Kills, it's interesting. It says, although it is designed to be applied directly to mold and mildew-prone surfaces, any existing mold or mildew on the surface should be removed before priming and painting. So you really need to remediate or remove the mold before you paint, because otherwise it's just going to come right through the paint.
Then, well, other than I guess covering stains, and I know about Kills because I've had to use it. It's a pretty expensive date.
Yeah.
So you still got to do
a lot of people
do the work.
Yeah, you do.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if everybody reads. You know, I don't know if most of us read what it says on that because we think that this is what it's supposed to do. And yeah, I think I thank you for that information. Very good information. Let's see if we can move over to air ducts. And I would think the last 2 years with everything going on in our world, the idea of getting your air ducts cleaned and making sure that they're working properly has been a big part of your business, I would think.
It has. People have been cooped up in their homes during the pandemic. It gave them a lot of time to think about how things are working in their house. And a lot of people are thinking about the air quality in their homes. And air ducts are a big part of that air quality, and they can significantly impact it one way or the other.
Hey, how often should somebody have their air ducts cleaned?
There's a lot of different schools of thought on that. What we recommend at Advantaclean is how are you living? Do you smoke, or does anyone in the home smoke? Do you have pets? Do those pets shed? Have you had water damage in the house? Have you done recent renovations in the house? Is there someone in the home with a breathing disorder? All of those might be reasons to have it done more often. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association recommends every 2 to 4 years. At Advantaclean, we basically interview people, find out about their lifestyle, and then we'll give them kind of our recommendation. It's typically 3, 4, 5 years.
Hey, when they have you guys come out, can you talk a little bit about that process? If somebody says, hey, listen, I need to have my air ducts cleaned. What is the process? They call, set up an appointment. How long does something like that normally take on an average size house?
So essentially what people can do is call our call center number, and our call center will set up an appointment. Depending on your house, if you know the number of registers that you have and the number of air handlers or furnaces that you have, most homes have one, but some have two, some even have three. If you know that information, the call center can actually set up an appointment for us to come out and clean your air ducts. They can give you a price over the phone and get everything set up. If you have an exceptionally large home or a complex system, what we'll do is we'll have an estimator go out and inspect your system, take a look at the configuration, and then they'll write up a proposal for you with a price quote. Assuming that you accept our proposal, then typically within a week to 10 days, we'll have two technicians come out. They'll have all their equipment. They'll be in and out on the average home in 3 to 5 hours. So, but for the most part, even very large homes are done in a day.
Hey, when that's really good to know. And the phone number on the website, 414-312-5999. 414-312-5999. AdvantaClean.com is where you're going to want to go to take a look at. And it's Badgerland is the name, Advantaclean Badgerland, because he handles all of Southeast Wisconsin. When people are looking to get their air duct clean, how do they know if they need to have it cleaned or if it's time to have it cleaned?
Well, if you see things coming out, if you have to dust a lot, when the air conditioner runs or when the furnace runs, if you actually see physical material coming out of the ducts, another thing that we always look at is the returns. The returns is the ducting part of the system where the air returns to the furnace to be heated or cooled. That tends to be the dirty side. And so look at your register, your return registers. And if they're very dirty, then more than likely the entire system is dirty and could use a cleaning.
Hey, Dave, every once in a while, depending on the time of the year, you'll either see some outdoor billboards, hear some ads on different radio stations, TV, newspaper, that will advertise $99. You know, whole house, duct cleaning, things like that. And I, look, because I do this show, I know that's a bait and switch, but I'm saying that you're not. I'm wondering your feeling on some of that, some of the companies that might not even be from this area, but they pop in certain times a year. Some of them say, hey, look, we'll clean your chimney for $99. And, you know, they're not a local company. They kind of send some guys in, and I know that happens in this business as well. When you see an advertising for $99 whole house special, yeah, you've got to just giggle at that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we call those guys blow and go.
Blow and go. That's awesome.
Blow and go. They come in with a shop vac, and they'll vacuum off the register, and then they'll shove the shop vac down into the pipe. It'll go about 6 inches in, and they'll call it a day and charge the $99. Or worse yet, they'll come in with the $99 offer and then say, oh, you've got an XYZ system, and that's $299 more. And because you have two floors in your house, it'll be an extra $50. And they tack on all these additions, and before long you're paying $1,000 for your air duct cleaning that you thought you were going to pay $99 for.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I despise companies like that. I just do. And I've seen them for a long time. We're in different types of different categories within the home improvement category, where it's, you know, we'll do 10 windows for, you know, $89 a window. Well, that's, you know, that's not true. That's not what my final cost is going to be. When you're looking to hire a company, is there a way to verify that the company is legitimate?
I would make sure that they are a member of NADCA, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, that they're certified. I'm certified as an air systems cleaning specialist through NADCA. I have continuing education requirements and other requirements to keep my registration with them. They need to be insured. They need to have liability insurance, pollution insurance, that sort of thing, to make sure that they're covered if they do something to damage your home. You need to find out what their experience is. How long have they been doing this? What process do they use? We use NADCA's prescribed process, which is basically we use a big HEPA vacuum. It's a 2,500 CFM HEPA vacuum to put the whole house under negative pressure, have all the stuff that's in the ducts rushing towards this vacuum. And then we use compressed air, 200 PSI compressed air, and a whip, which kind of looks like a squid. And that beats the inside of the duct and loosens all that dust, dirt, and debris, and pushes it with the compressed air while we pull it with the vacuum. And that's the most effective way to get the ducts cleaned. And it will get them spick and span, and so you won't have to worry about it.
Hey, Bingo, when Dave said, look, this is all of this, yet we're all the continued education. And obviously, Dave has done all that when you listen to him talk, but I know that's really important to you as well.
Yeah, he is. And he's also a member of Step Beyond Green, which is the sole purpose of keeping your health healthy. He belongs to that group, too. Yeah, he does talks at those seminars. I had to run and clean, do my ducts, and the stuff that comes out, oh, my God. Those guys are such a clean job, but man, the stuff that comes out, I don't even know my duct could hold up for. Yeah, somebody said, and what he did is he put these little plugs in there all over. So next time they come in, it'll be like, you know, it'll be way easier. But man, I've told you that first time that he came through, I was like, oh, you know, I don't think anybody's ever done my duct ever. Yeah. And after we moved in, I had Vanek Bean come out and do them. And the stuff that comes out, you didn't even know that was in there. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't want to be there when he comes to do ours. Dave, we're going to set it up that my wife and I are going to be gone for the day or something because I don't want to know or see it. And when you come back on this show, don't you dare talk about what you found in our air ducts.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go to YouTube, go to Vanaclean Badgerland's YouTube channel, I have a video called Duct Nightmares.
Oh, man.
And it's a slideshow of some of the stuff we found in ducts.
Well,
and I need to update it for the dead bat that we found in some ducts and some of the other rodents and birds. You'd be amazed what we find in ducts.
And let's just be clear, they haven't been to my house yet. So none of this new stuff on YouTube is anywhere near the McGivern household. And I'll have him sign a contract, like an NDA or something, that says he can't talk about what he finds at ours. He is Dave Harley. He is the owner of Advantaclean. Go to advantaclean.com. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I've got just a couple of questions regarding water damage before we have to get out. This is the Home Improvement Show. Built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm going to have to start taking over on the bumper music here. I'm taking over from here on out. Tim, sorry about that, but this is not working for me. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Dave Harley from Advantaclean is our main guest today. In fact, our only guest, my co-host this week, Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction Wisconsin. Dave's, I know you're shaking your head at that music. You know, you're my era guy. We got to be playing some disco or something. Because I'm taking over from here on out, I'll tell you that. Advantaclean.com is where you're going to want to go. Hey, Dave, just last segment with the weather that we have had and the weather that we're going to continue to have, when people have water damage, what kind of issues are you normally seeing causing water damage in people's homes?
Probably the most common thing that we see is failed sump pumps. It is super important to periodically check to make sure your sump pump is plugged in, number one. Number two, does it work? Best case, you really should have a battery backup system. Best case, you should have a backup pump. So you can actually buy sump pump units that have two pumps on them, a primary and a backup. Because the sump pump failures are probably the number one reason we see water in people's basements.
Hey,
we also see drain backups and toilets overflowing and that sort of thing. But it really is sump pumps.
So when people have water issues, there are different categories that you guys use from, I think, clean water and gray water and black water. Can you explain the different categories when it comes to water that you get in your home?
Sure. We're actually moving away from those descriptions, clear water, gray water, black water, because people think that gray water is gray, and gray water can be crystal clear. But how we categorize it is category one, category two, and category three.
Okay.
Category one is clear, potable water, water you could drink. So a pipe bursts in your basement and it's water from your well or water from the city. That's clear water. That's category one water. And basically, we have a prescribed set of procedures that we use for cleaning that up. Category 2 water, by definition, contains significant contamination. And that would be water from like a washing machine, a dishwasher, an aquarium, if you have a fish tank that breaks, seepage through concrete is Category 2 water. But it has significant contamination in it, and it's got a more stringent set of requirements for cleaning it up. Category 3 is what's called grossly contaminated water. It's sewage. It's water from rivers and streams. If you live on the Milwaukee River, for example, and your basement floods because the river rises, that's Category 3 water. Waistline backflows, a fancy way of saying drains that back up, sewage drains that back up into your basement, would be Category 3. There is a fourth category. It's not one of the category 1, 2, 3, but it's regulated hazardous material and mold. So if you have asbestos in your basement and it gets wet and needs to be dried, that has its own set of requirements. Lead, pesticides, if you have gasoline that, or diesel fuel or kerosene that gets into the water, that has a special set of requirements.
Hey Dave, what's your wife's first name?
Ann.
I'll tell you, Ann, the last 5 years with you, with the knowledge that you have, I would love to sit with Ann one day and say, hey, 5 years ago, if I started talking about categories of different water, how much would Dave know it? I've got to believe she would just kind of smirk and say, man. But now he's like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to all this. He is Dave Harley from Advantaclean. Go to advantaclean.com. Hey, Bingo, we talked about Dave behind his back earlier this week, and you were right. The guy is right on point and is very knowledgeable when it comes to all of the things that you want to make sure in your home. If again, his quote, we're committed to the health and well-being of our community. So, Bingo, thank you for setting this interview up with Dave.
Yeah, Dave's awesome. Every time you talk to him, I learn more and more about the hazard of just damage. The hazard of a simple water leak can turn into something horrific, you know, and how you got to stay on top of things.
Just take care of it early. 414-312-5999, advantaclean.com. Hey, Dave, thank you so much for your time. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And have a happy Father's Day.
Hey, you as well. Bingo, you as well. This is the Home Improvement Show. Happy Father's Day. Help with the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin. Powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan.